This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
God, it's gorgeous out. It's beautiful. Like the beautiful blue sky you're looking for. And I'm looking through orange maple leaves. It's, oh my goodness. It's lovely. Maybe a little rain this weekend. Oh, it's so pretty out there. Oh, it's like an autumnal wonderland.
Who is that speaking?
I don't know. Some person who's like enamored with seasons and crap.
Sounds like Maji.
Oh, is it Maji? No. Oh, no. Maji sounds like this, you guys.
Oh,
it's a nice fall day out there.
I think Nicole said Elmo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Elmo. I tickle so much. I love it. Time for the news. I really
The Radio Alice Report.
I think it's really time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need because of Fremont Bank. Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Doing good stuff.
Proud as you mentioned, as Sarah, it is sunny and beautiful out. By the way, the surf continues to be huge. It's dropped a little bit, but not much. So the ocean is still right now the show to watch, or at least for people who like
watch
that stuff.
Watch that show, right?
Like nature. Yeah. My kids seem to be like, YouTube. I'm like, no, my God. What? No.
You we can watch pictures of waves on YouTube. Come on, let's do this, Dad. You
Boy,
want waves? We're
going
to watch the best
that,
waves.
Right?
Well, YouTube's Sheesh. Fault, obviously.
Nah. Anyway.
Don't never blame yourself. That's what.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
No matter what.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, real quick, I should mention, because this is the news of the day, that the coronavirus is surging right now in California. Hospitals are filling up. Be as careful as you can when you go out today. Also, the vaccines are being delivered. There were two allergic reactions in the UK, although they gave out a lot more than that. So they're saying if you are someone who is allergic to things or suffers reactions to things, that you probably don't want the Pfizer vaccine as opposed to some of the others. But right now, that's the warning. There were a couple allergic reactions. And then it wasn't, you know, mega, but
right, nobody died.
Something to report.
Yep.
So there's that.
So that was the Pfizer one that started in England?
Yes. The ones that are currently being administered, they got the first approval, the Pfizer one. And they're the ones that are going to be starting to be administered next week, I believe, here in the United States. So I think the delivery date was the 15th, and they plan to get right on it, which would make that maybe Wednesday?
Great.
Of next week?
It's great. It's just, it's not going to solve our Christmases, but it's going to solve some people's, and it's the beginning of the end.
Well, and it might, you know, we've taken this for granted, even off how often we've thanked our frontline workers, hospital workers, ER workers. We don't even think about every day when we sit down here to do our show, we go, well, you know, let me read my stories. These people are going into a place where the virus is thriving and surging and all these words that should scare you. And they have to do that to make their money to pay their rent.
Yeah.
So I really think that it's going to bring the kind of relief for them that will allow them to just go to work.
Right.
And not
or even go
like,
home to their families, because, you know, a lot of people have sequestered themselves because they're exposed on a daily
right.
basis. They can't go home.
Right. I know the old, you know, I find myself pinching the top of my mask to keep it over my nose
yes.
and mouth when I'm in the grocery store, especially if I hear someone go, achoo. What?
Oh, my God. Get me out
what
of here.
What the?
What the hell's going on? Oh, it's really, it's no way to live, that's for sure.
I want to throw my carabiner up over something high and climb up to the top shelf and get a look. What's going on around?
Who is that?
I don't even know if I said
is
the right
thing. Is that just
a
person in the pepper section? Thank you.
Bryn! You get it, Pepper?
I got it.
Jesus, that was quick. Nicely done, Clarky.
Took me a minute.
Thanks.
Good
She's just
God.
So fast, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. You know me. So quick-witted.
How about, speaking of fast, yeah. how about a fast?
Fast, 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 fast.
We know that.
Fast.
Okay.
People of a certain age know the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
I think it's made up. But anyway, the place where people disappear the most in the United States is known as the Alaska Triangle.
Oh.
It's a large area of wilderness, and since 1988, more than 16,000 people have disappeared in the Alaska Triangle.
Well,
that sounds like, you know how...
I mean, there's got to be bears and crevasses and... I mean, it seems like a place you'd go to disappear. So could that be part of it?
I don't think so.
Like, I'm going to the Alaska Triangle.
Signs aren't working. We may need a fence. You know how some areas where they're like, don't approach the cliff, it's dangerous, it could crumble underneath you, and hopefully that sign works. Right. Well, it sounds like after, you know, 16,000 people have disappeared in the Alaska Triangle, like
that
maybe
is
it needs a fence.
People. Is there, how big is it?
No idea.
Maybe too big to keep fools out. I mean,
might be.
It's just, and I do think that there are people who are running to get away from their lives, and Alaska seems like the perfect super far away place. Like, I've got my backpack and my snow tent. And I'll build an igloo and I'll live off the land and hopefully a grizzly won't eat me. Mm. Or a moose. Do moose eat people?
I don't think mooses eat. I think they will plow you pretty good though.
Oh wow, look at that. It goes all the way to, it's all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom.
Big.
Yeah, it's gigantic. Actually. Huh. Is that part of Canada, isn't that too?
That's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like that.
Looks
Yukon.
Dangerous. Stay the hell out of there.
Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're in the fast facts, everyone. Here's another one for you. The eight pawns on a chessboard. We're all into chess now because of the Queen's Gambit.
I perked right up when you said pawns on a chessboard.
The eight pawns on a chessboard all used to have their own names based on non-royalty jobs like gambler, policeman, innkeeper, merchant, doctor, weaver, blacksmith, and farmer.
Oh, well.
The pawns.
Now on the show, they were calling them like the queen pawn, the bishop pawn.
I didn't notice anybody referencing that.
No.
That there were
That's fun, though.
Names for them.
But then once they start moving around, how do you keep track of them, you know?
Well, how are these people going Q4 to 5? I mean, clearly that little board becomes easily memorized by someone if you put in enough time.
I guess
because,
so, right?
Jesus.
They could draw like little faces on them. I always felt bad for pawns. They like had no features or anything. They're just little.
Bluetooth is named after a 10th century Scandinavian king, Harald Bluetooth.
Oh.
He united Danish tribes into one kingdom. When Bluetooth technology was invented, they picked the name because it unified the way machines communicated. Bluetooth. Named after Harald Bluetooth.
I'm really used to it. But I think now it sounds dumb now that you've explained it. Like,
why?
I don't know. It just doesn't
sound neat. Now
yeah, I mean, it's nice to know the origin and everything, but
sure.
I guess now I think of like the actual name Bluetooth. Like, it's so. I mean, it's in our vernacular, so we don't even think about it. But it's, you know, There should be a maybe
something techie about it, as opposed to the name of a person. Right. Yeah.
Some weird thing. That person was into, you know, Vikings.
Like it was some sort of chip that was developed named Bluetooth. But no,
like the super chip. It should have been called, you know.
You guys, he's a 10th century Scandinavian king.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And he united the Danish tribes into
one
kingdom.
Yeah, but Bluetooth is just a weird thing to pick. Couldn't we have picked out, you know, whatever the guy's name was? What was his name? Call it the King Scandinavia chip or something. I don't know. I just... I don't know why I do this with the fast facts because
I don't know why you do either. Really, you undermine.
It made me think about the name of it. Like Bluetooth, that's such a dumb name, but we just accept it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, like Wi-Fi? Where do Wi-Fi? No, I shouldn't question the fast facts. Sorry about that.
Well, what's wrong with Wi-Fi? Short for like wireless fidelity.
Oh, that's a good point. Let me see. Where does it come from?
Figure it out.
I'm going to clunk both your heads together. What are you two doing?
Bluetooth, it raises the question
Bluetooth,
of all this
it's like,
stuff.
What the hell is that? You know, like, why would you name something Bluetooth? It seems, you know, I don't know. Why don't you call it Ma Bell? Wasn't that connected, everybody?
There have been proposals made to the Las Vegas City Council for casinos with themes including the Titanic, the Moon, the WWE, Playboy, London, San Francisco, and the Caribbean.
I'll go to the Moon.
For various reasons, none of them ever happened, but San Francisco was once going to be a featured hotel/resort type thing, casino thing. I think that's neat.
You did just say one of the big places on the Strip closed its doors, right? Didn't we hear that?
I didn't look it up to find out what the name was. Let me find
but see
I'm if
saying
I can find
now
that
maybe
before.
The Moon or San Francisco will land in Vegas. Someone's going to take that property over because things are going to come back. She said, hopefully.
They are going to come back. Don't say stuff like that.
He backed her up.
Here are some 2020 dating trends according to Tinder.
There's actual trends? There's enough dating going on if it better be trends?
You have to think about, so I was reading in the New York Times as they talked about 2020, and there are, even though most of us have spent a lot of time inside, Black Lives Matter became big. In fact, mentions of BLM were up 5,500% in 2020 on dating profiles. So that's big, right?
Right. There's a trend.
There's people who want to make sure that we're
aligned,
like-minded,
right,
and don't want to find out while we're out over a chicken sandwich.
This is going great. What are your feelings on Black Lives Matter? What?
Right. Right. People mentioning masks in their profiles obviously jumped a lot after March once the pandemic started. Mask mentions were up 1,000%. The most used emoji on Tinder this year was...
the hard eyes.
Eggplant.
The fire. Eggplant.
The crying.
Nicole, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you gotten an eggplant emoji in the last week?
No.
Oh.
In the last month?
No.
Last 3 months.
I feel like we can't ask Nicole questions, you know?
I know. She lies. She's a freaking liar.
She's a lying liar.
No, it's if like I reflexive. Ever get that emoji, it's usually from a friend as a joke. Like we're joking about something.
Oh.
Usually right. Making fun of somebody.
Well, I would think it is a joke. It's an eggplant. It's not real, right.
Yeah. I know where you're going at, but yeah.
I should send you that, Bryn. I'm always like, it'll be, you know, 3 p.m. I'm like, hey, girl, you up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You should, text him that and then add that emoji.
Or a peach.
I don't want to.
You brought it up.
I know. I take it back. I actually just thought to myself, what would he send me back? Like, that would just be awful.
He's sitting there with a baby trying to get through the day, and you're like, hey, girl, here's an emoji.
I know. Why would I do that?
It seemed like he was down with it because he was the one who suggested the peach.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I don't. It seems wrong for us to exchange, you know, those suggestive emojis.
Oh,
I think, hey, girl, you up isn't, you know, probably as far as we should ever go with that. Sup, girl?
This was a year that Vote appeared in a lot of dating profiles, so that's not surprising. This one's surprising. When the new Animal Crossing game came out, there was a big rush of people arranging dates on Tinder to meet up virtually on each other's Animal Crossing islands.
What is going
That's
on with
world
that game?
I know nothing about that. Zero.
I have heard a bunch of stuff. Like, I'm actually afraid to look. It's like Candy Crush. I knew I couldn't do that. That would take over my life. Can I safely go to Animal Crossing and check that out without losing myself in a video game?
I think so. I think that you've always found a way out. You did eventually stop the NyQuil.
So far, did I?
Waiting an extra
week. Did you?
Well, I'm just going to keep doing this until vacation.
Yeah,
what?
I didn't take it last night, so that's good news.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. So you did take it the night before last?
I was afraid. You know, I took it Sunday and Monday.
Yes.
I took it
Sunday
took it.
And Monday?
Yeah. Well, I was afraid. You know, I get afraid that I... But look,
well, I understood
I,
Sunday, but Monday is... You passed the...
It's a brand new day.
Thing.
Sometimes, though, you know, you just... I know. So last night I didn't. And I was up for a while.
Sarah,
here's the thing, though.
Get off the smack.
I could be addicted to sleeping pills. So that's better than that, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. Is it? You don't know what
I mean,
you're doing.
It's available in the store. It's not like I got to get a dealer to get it.
Let's
or I'm not going on Ambien night walks. You know, it's I think I'm okay, you guys. It's fine. I don't lay there shaking in bed waiting for my NyQuil.
It does sound like you didn't sleep last night because you were trying to get off the smack, though.
I was up till 10. I'm reading a really good book, so I was I did that.
Are you on the new...
I finished it.
Ready Player 2?
I finished,
you finished that,
this weekend. I plowed
Did you love it?
Through it. No. I liked it. It's not as good as the first one. It's interesting. There's a good
Look
plot.
At me.
And it,
wait.
Yeah, I know. I see you. I know. It's good. It does not compare to Ready Player 1. It's Ready Player 2 is...
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Clip of the day.
Oh, somebody...
Right there.
All right.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
That's
don't
it.
Do that.
It's over. Fade to black.
It's over.
Fade to
the
black.
The clip of the day. That's the end of it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's not that. It's okay. It has a good ending, and it's and the concept is good, but it is... you think the last one was getting into 80? It was like, okay, do I really need the entire filmography with a summarization of every John Hughes film? I do not, my friend. I do not.
Oh.
It's a lot.
So you're saying the references are...
Deeper than ever. Because
obscure.
He really used them all in the first book, and now he's going, it's just... It's good. I did like it, and I plowed right through it, Vinny, so that's saying something, but it's not...
Sure.
It's not as good as Ready Player One.
Right.
Sorry, I just ate up a lot of time.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys sent in. The Bluetooth logo is a combination of H and B written in Viking runes.
What?
Say that again.
The Bluetooth logo is a combination of H and B written in Viking runes. Ask your son. He knows all the languages.
So you're saying the little ziggy zaggy thing isn't like just some sort of like
so
communication
cool.
symbol? I guess that's just what I think it is. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, this has everything Riley likes. Scandinavia, Vikings, a guy named Bluetooth, and runes. I mean, there it is. Oh, look at that.
H-N-B.
Look at that. That's put that up on our Facebook page.
I even thought that symbol. I thought that symbol was like some sort of schematic, like an electrical
yes,
schematic.
Yes, me too. I thought that was just like it's that like antenna coming off the side of it.
Yeah,
you know, pushing from one to the other two, like connecting one to the other two. I am astounded.
It's Viking for Harold Bluetooth.
Incredible
technological letdown.
Or.
You don't
or
need
not.
To be let
Maybe
down by
look
it.
Look at it that way,
it's
right?
It's neat. He was a good king. He did good things.
None of those Scandinavian guys were good kings. They were all butchers.
415.
God damn it. They were.
Can you please?
They're the rape and pillage people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was in True Blood. You know?
Because everything is true in True
right.
Blood.
Yes, yeah. as you know. Yeah. Well, it's true right in the title.
True Blood.
Hello. True Blood. Eric Northman.
Yep.
Hello.
He's a Viking.
What is wrong with us? Are we just excited to see each other or what?
I think we are. We're going to talk about Vikings and show our Bluetooth to each other. It's going to be a fun party.
I'm going to go ahead and tap out here. I'll be back with text after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.